Okay, so you're diving into a new project. Congrats. You've got your team assembled, your game plan sketched out, but are you really set for success?
That's the question, isn't it?
That's where project integration management comes in.
Yeah, think of it as the secret sauce
Right.
that transforms a jumble of tasks,
Right.
into a well-oiled goal-crushing machine.
So in this deep dive, we're unpacking not just what Project Integration Management IS, but how a few key strategies can completely change your project game.
It's not just about checking boxes,
Yeah,
right?
right.
It's about making sure everything clicks.
Okay.
Like a perfectly executed play in sports, individual brilliance is great, but
Yeah.
if the team isn't in sync,
Right.
you're not going to win the championship.
You're not getting that trophy.
No.
So how do we make sure we're not accidentally running the wrong play in the fourth quarter?
That's where a 10-minute technique comes in.
I like it already.
A framework for keeping your project integrated and on track without, turning into a project manager robot.
10 minutes. That sounds manageable, even in my world of back-to-back meetings and sudden fire drills. But before we jump into those practical steps, can you paint a picture of what a truly integrated project looks like in action?
Absolutely. Imagine you're launching a new product line. So an integrated approach means your marketing team isn't just designing beautiful campaigns in a vacuum.
Right.
They're in constant communication with the product development folks, the sales team, even customer service.
Okay, yeah.
That way, everyone is aligned on the messaging, the launch date, and how to handle any potential hiccups along the way.
Okay, I'm already seeing how that kind of communication could prevent some major headaches down the road. But let's be real, projects can get messy.
Oh, tell me about it.
Competing priorities pop up, deadlines loom, and suddenly it feels like everyone's speaking a different language.
Exactly. And those are the exact pain points project integration management is designed to address.
Yeah.
Because without it, you risk those perfectly executed individual tasks adding up to, well, not much of a win.
So, no more accidentally building a bridge from the wrong side of the river.
Precisely. Project integration management gives us the tools and processes to make sure everyone is building that bridge together in the right direction and ending up at the intended destination.
That's a visual I can get behind. It sounds like having that clear roadmap, that shared understanding, is crucial from the very beginning.
Absolutely. And that's why step one of our 10-minute technique is all about defining the project scope.
Okay.
Think of it as drawing a detailed map before you embark on your journey.
Okay, so we're talking about nailing down those project goals. What are we trying to achieve? What are the key deliverables that signal success? But it's also about defining what's not included.
Right.
Got it. That's where things like the Moscow method come in,
Oh, yeah.
a way to prioritize features and ruthlessly weed out anything that doesn't directly contribute to the core objective. It's about saying no to scope creep and keeping everyone laser-focused on the ultimate goal. Oh, I can see how that would be a game changer, especially for someone like me who gets excited about every shiny new idea.
We've all been there. But remember, a well-defined scope is your project's North Star.
Right.
It guides decision-making, prevents costly detours, and keeps everyone on the same page.
Speaking of being on the same page, that leads us perfectly to step two, identifying your key stakeholders. Who are the VIPs on this project journey?
We're talking about anyone who has a vested interest in the project's success, from the project sponsor footing the bill, right?
Right.
To the end users who will be interacting with your final product.
Okay.
But it also includes those internal players who might not be as visible but are essential to smooth operations.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Think legal, IT, even that one person in accounting who always seems to have the inside scoop.
Don't underestimate the power of a well-placed ally. So it's not just about knowing who they are, but understanding their individual needs and communication styles. Like, maybe your project sponsor prefers a concise weekly email update while your lead developer thrives on real-time Slack conversations.
You're catching on quickly. Knowing your stakeholders is one thing, but effectively communicating with them, that's a superpower.
Right.
And that, my friend, brings us to step three.
And that brings us to communication. Okay, I know this might sound obvious, but why is nailing that communication piece so crucial in the grand scheme of project integration management?
Oh, well, because without it, you're essentially building a house on a foundation of whispers and assumptions.
Oh, well.
And that rarely ends well.
Well.
Clear, consistent communication, it keeps everyone informed, aligned, and empowered to make smart decisions.
So no more last-minute scrambles because the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
It's not pretty.
Exactly. And it's not just about frequency, right? It's about establishing the right channels for the right information.
Right.
Maybe it's a weekly project update email that goes out to the wider team, a dedicated Slack channel for, quick fire problem solving,
Right.
or even those, good old fashioned face-to-face conversations for those nuanced discussions.
Right. Knowing your audience is key, right? Like, my inner circle might be cool with a quick text message, but for those higher stakes updates, I'm going for a well-crafted email, maybe even a formal presentation if the situation calls for it.
You've got the right idea. Tailoring your communication style to the stakeholder in the situation, that's key. Now, once you've got everyone on the same page communication-wise, right?
Okay.
It's a time to bring some structure to the chaos, right?
Yeah.
That's where step four comes in, creating that all-important project schedule.
Okay, so we're talking timelines, deadlines, the whole shebang. This is where things can start to feel a little intimidating, especially for those of us who are more free-spirited by nature.
I hear you, but think of your project schedule as a roadmap, not a straitjacket, right?
Okay.
It's about creating a realistic plan that outlines not just what needs to be done, but when and by whom.
Right.
It's about identifying those critical path activities, those tasks that absolutely must be completed on time to keep the project moving forward.
This is where tools like Gantt charts and project management software really shine, right? Visualizing those dependencies, those potential bottlenecks, it's a game changer.
Absolutely. These tools, they're your project management allies.
Right.
They help you track progress, identify potential roadblocks, and keep everyone accountable for their piece of the puzzle. But remember, even the most sophisticated software is only as good as the information you feed into it.
Right.
Garbage in, garbage out, as they say.
So true. It all comes back to that initial planning, that shared understanding of the project scope and objectives. Okay, we've got our communication channels humming, our project schedule mapped out what's next.
Resources. Step five is all about making sure you've got the right people, tools, and resources at the right time to keep things moving smoothly.
It's like making sure your kitchen is fully stocked before you embark on a culinary adventure. You don't want to be halfway through baking a cake only to realize you're out of eggs.
The worst. And it's not just about having the ingredients right, it's
Turn
about
on.
making sure they're fresh, accessible, and in good working order.
Okay.
The same goes for your project resources. Are your team members equipped with the right skills and support? Do you have the necessary software licenses,
Yes.
equipment?
Yeah.
Addressing these logistical details up front can save you a world of headaches down the road.
Makes total sense. But even with the best ingredients and a foolproof recipe, things don't always go according to plan, do they?
You're telling me. That's where step six comes in, monitoring and controlling. Think of it as checking in on that cake while it's baking.
Oh,
Right.
okay.
Are things progressing as expected? Or do we need to adjust the temperature, the baking time, maybe even add a pinch of something extra?
I love that analogy. So, in project terms, we're talking about regularly comparing our actual progress against our planned schedule, right?
Yes.
And being honest with ourselves about any deviations, any potential risks that might be cropping up.
Precisely. And this is an ongoing process, right? Not
Yeah.
just a one-time check-in. Regular monitoring, it gives you that early warning system, allowing you to catch potential problems before they escalate into, full-blown disasters.
Right.
Because let's face it, no matter how carefully we plan, there will always be surprises.
And that leads us perfectly to step seven, review and adjust, because sometimes the most integrated thing you can do is to be flexible, to acknowledge that the plan isn't set in stone.
Exactly. The ability to adapt, to iterate, is essential in the ever-changing world of project management. Maybe a key stakeholder's priorities have shifted, a new technology has emerged, or you've simply learned a more efficient way to approach a particular task.
Right.
Don't be afraid to revisit the project's scope, timeline, or resource allocation as needed.
So it's less about rigidly sticking to the original plan and more about making sure that plan is still serving the project's ultimate goals.
You got it. It's about being proactive, responsive, and always looking for ways to optimize for success. Now, while we've been talking a lot about processes and tools, let's not forget the human element, because even with the best laid plans, projects are rarely a solo endeavor, which brings us to step eight, foster collaboration.
Because teamwork makes the dream work. And in the context of project integration management, that means creating an environment where open communication, knowledge sharing, and dare I say it, healthy debate are not just welcomed, but actively encouraged.
Absolutely. Encourage your team members to share their unique perspectives, their insights, even their concerns. Two heads are better than one, especially when navigating the complexities of a large-scale project.
Oh, I've definitely experienced that firsthand. Sometimes it's that aha moment during a brainstorming session or a casual conversation with a colleague that sparks a game-changing idea. But those moments of brilliance can only happen if you create the space for them.
Exactly. And that collaborative energy, that shared ownership of the project, is what ultimately leads to those truly innovative solutions and a stronger sense of team cohesion.
Okay, so far we've talked about defining the project, getting organized, communicating effectively, and fostering teamwork. What about those unexpected bumps in the road, those moments where, despite our best efforts, things just don't go according to plan?
Yes. Step 9, managing risks. Because let's face it, no matter how well we plan, there will always be unforeseen challenges, unexpected obstacles that threaten to derail our progress.
It's about knowing those risks are out there.
Right.
And having a plan to tackle them.
Right, exactly. And that means, you know, proactively identifying those potential risks.
Right.
Assessing their potential impact and then, you know, developing those mitigation strategies.
Right.
It's about having a plan B and maybe even a plan C just in case.
Right. Because sometimes the most integrated thing you can do is to have that backup plan ready to go. Now, we've covered a lot of ground today, from defining that project scope to managing those risks. But before we wrap up, there's one final step we can't forget.
Yes. Yes. Step 10. We have to celebrate the success.
Yes.
Right. Because, you know, when you've put in the hard work to integrate all aspects of your project.
Right.
And you've achieved those goals, it's time to acknowledge and, you know, appreciate that success.
Right. What's the point of all this effort if we don't take a moment to celebrate those wins?
Exactly.
Big or small.
Recognize those contributions of your team.
Yes.
Acknowledge their hard work, their dedication, and take the time to learn from both your successes and those challenges.
Oh, that's so important.
What went well? What could we have done differently?
Right. Those lessons learned, that's pure gold.
Absolutely.
For continuous improvement, for setting yourself up for even greater success in future projects.
Absolutely. And remember, you know, integration, it's an ongoing journey, not a destination. By consistently applying these steps, you're developing those valuable skills that will serve you well in all aspects of your work and, you know, life in general.
It's bigger than project management.
It is.
This is life management. There you have it. Project integration management, demystified. And you know what? It's not about adding more to your plate. It's about working smarter, not harder.
Right.
And the beauty of this 10-minute technique is that it can be adapted to any project, big or small.
Precisely. It's about building those good habits, creating that framework for success. And remember, even those small steps in the right direction can make a world of difference in the long run.
Now we're curious. What resonated most with you today?
Mm.
What is one small step you can take this week to bring more integration into your own projects? Hit us up on social media and let us know. Until next time.
Happy integrating.
Happy integrating.